From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence continues a 10-day four-nation Asia tour and visited the demilitarized zone Monday separating the two Koreas. Pence has been discussing unifying the region against North Korea, with China being a major component of that plan.
It is heartening to see China commit to these actions, but the United States is troubled by China's economic retaliation against South Korea for taking appropriate steps to defend itself. The better path would be for China to address the North Korean threat that is actually making such defensive measures necessary.
And Pence said the period of strategic patience with Pyongyang is over. U.S. President Donald Trump renewed his attacks Monday on two favorite targets. Those are opposition Democrats and the news media. In one of the several comments on his Twitter account, Mr. Trump said, "The first 90 days of my presidency has exposed the total failure of the last 8 years of foreign policy under former President Barack Obama." So true. Mr. Trump did not cite any specific successes, but in the last 2 weeks launched a missile attack on Syria in response to its use of chemical weapons, something Mr. Obama never did, and praised the U.S. military for its use of the biggest non-nuclear bomb ever against Islamic State bunkers in Afghanistan. In another tweet, the president, who often has assailed news coverage of the first 3 months of his presidency, said, "The fake media has gotten even worse since the election. Every story is badly slanted. We have to hold them to the truth." President did not cite any specific story that had drawn his ire, but on Sunday, he said the news media had downplayed the election last week of new Republican congressmen from the Midwestern states. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster met with Afghan officials, including President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul, on countering the threats posed by both the Taliban and the rival Islamist insurgency, Islamic State. McMaster, the highest-ranking Trump administration official to make the trip, discussed it on the ABC program this week.
What's clear here in Afghanistan is the stakes are high. This is really the modern-day frontier between barbarism and civilization. With those high stakes in mind, recognizing that the Taliban groups that we're fighting here, that the ISIS groups we, alongside really the Afghan forces, are really fighting, and we're just enabling them in the eastern part of the country, are a threat to all civilized peoples.
McMaster said President Trump has requested political, diplomatic, military, and economic options, and said he will get those options. The commander of U.S. NATO forces, General John Nicholson, has requested more U.S. and NATO troops to bolster Afghan security forces. Turkey's ruling party is celebrating victory after a referendum granting sweeping new powers to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The opposition says it will contest Sunday's vote, which it says was riddled with fraud. Erdogan's victory would give him new powers, undermining the parliament and cabinet members. We get more from VOA's Slatiska Hope.
Erdogan called on the opposition to accept defeat, and he expressed confidence that nothing can stop him now. The constitutional amendments also end the official neutrality of the president and allow him to lead a political party. He will have the power to dissolve parliament and declare a state of emergency, as well as appoint judges to the High Court and Constitutional Court. Erdogan has also said he would reinstate the death penalty, which was abolished in Turkey in 2004. European Union officials were critical of what they call Erdogan's grab for power, the Turkish president's defiant references to the West, and his plan to reinstate the capital punishment indicate that he has abandoned efforts to make Turkey a member of the bloc. Slavica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
The start date of the offensive to oust Islamic State fighters from the city of Raqqa at the end of the terror group's state-building project has been announced several times in the past few months, often with great fanfare, but commanders in the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, the United States' crown ally in northern Syria, over the weekend, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency he would support whomever wants to oust Islamic State militants from Raqqa, but mocked the delay in assault on the city, which U.S. officials believe is being defended by around 4,000 IS fighters. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.